Ben, Valisic, and Isabel.
You see, the big crowds are always better than the small. Yeah, the door's always open and no one cares if you call. And the social ones, they keep talking, they don't even know who you're there. You can scream, you can cry, you can fall and try to get up, but they don't care. So why don't we just fade? Gonna fade away. Yeah, why don't we fade? Gonna fade away. Yeah, the bigger the party, the more private it is. No, we don't have to stay. Lovers on every love seat in every room. And some are looking for love, yet the other ones they keep thinking of their next move. And there are people dancing like children to every crazy song. And they sing out a tune at the top of their lungs, even though they know it's wrong. So why don't we just fade, gon' fade away? Yeah, why don't we fade, gon' fade away? Yeah, the bigger the party, the more private it is. No, we don't have to stay.
Don't they sound good together, dad and daughter, Ben Valisic, and I hope I'm getting that right.
That's
finally
correct.
Ben Valisic. You were mentioning off the air that everybody pronounces or mispronounces your last name.
Yeah, for some reason.
But it's Ben Valisic and Isabel Valisic. And it's good to have you with us. Singing out like that, both of you, there's a lot of range and volumes in that song, and when you're singing... relatively loudly together. That's not so easy to do and to sound as good as you do. Do you practice a lot together?
Not really. We've done a few shows together, and we both do our own thing musically, and there's always music going on in the house, put it that way. So, yeah.
And who else is in your household that we should maybe say hello to?
My wife, Erin, and my other two children. Isabel's a twin. She has a twin brother, Isaac. They're both 14. And then my youngest son, Jack, he just turned 11. Happy birthday, Jack.
Happy birthday, Jack. And let's turn to Isabel. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you like to do? You're 14, right?
Yeah, I'm 14. I'm in a musical that's going next week called The Enchantment of Beauty and the Beast. And I play basketball and volleyball. And
Piano?
Yeah, I play piano. Take lessons from my grandma.
Yeah, that's terrific. And let's talk about the musical, too, in case people want to see it. The Beauty and the Beast, you're playing Enchantment, and that's at Armstrong County Theater?
Yeah.
And will it be running this weekend? Or?
Yeah, this upcoming weekend, what, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Yeah, the 23rd through the 25th.
Okay, so it's just coming up next week. And the two of you are going to be performing tonight. That's got to be exciting. Have you played out much in places like the winery or
We've played a few shows together. Last year, we're from the Fort City, Katanning area,
mm-hmm.
and they have a great group up there, Arts on the Allegheny. They bring in nice big concerts, and we had the opportunity to open up for another Pittsburgh musical group, the Squonk Opera.
Sure.
We did that last year, and then we did a, what, Valentine's Day show at Hambones in Lawrenceville. And so, yeah, here and there. But this will be this should be a fun show tonight.
I'll bet. Isabel, what do you think your friends, I'm sure, know that you sing with your dad, or maybe not.
Know that I like to sing, yeah.
And what's their reaction, though, if they hear you're playing with your dad in places like the winery in Pittsburgh or others that you're singing along with him? Are they surprised? Did they think, boy, I couldn't do that with my dad? Or,
I don't know, like, because they know I like to sing, and I do a lot of, like, musical things, so it's, yeah.
How do you think you came by your love for music?
Well, my grandma was a chorus teacher, and dad's always playing his guitar around the house and everything, and I've been in chorus for a while in band I used to be in, so...
Well, let's ask your dad some questions. Let's find out what he did when he was about your age or maybe even a little younger with respect to music. Ben?
Yeah, when I was that age, I enjoyed playing basketball. I did a little bit of music. I played saxophone, but I really didn't get involved in music till I was a little bit older. And even though it was always in the family, she's doing 10 times more in music at her age than I was at that age. So,
and did you grow up around Fort City?
I did, yes. And, you know, the funny story I always tell, my mom was a music teacher for 35 years. Well, she on the side always gave piano lessons, so I always came home every day to strange kids in my house watching television in my downstairs, and I had to go sit with them while their brother or sister were taking lessons. And so, yeah, there was always music.
And did she taught you piano as well?
You know what? I think she tried, and I don't think that went too well. So
my mom taught me piano, and it didn't go. It went okay, but... and she was patient enough, but sometimes I think it's kind of like teaching your son or daughter to drive. Perhaps it's better that a third party do that.
I probably agree with that. Yes.
Now, you've been playing out a bit. You have a band called The Growlers?
The Growlers, correct.
And you have a new album coming out
soon?
Yeah,
actually next week. I'm going to go to Isabel's show Thursday and Friday, and then I have to miss it Saturday because we're going to be opening up for a wonderful band, the Gaelic Storm.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an official CD release, but it's the opportunity to be in front of quite a few people that we could possibly sell some CDs. So the new CD, it's called Muskie. We're going to sell that next week. So.
Is that named for the fish or the politician?
It's an ironic story. The album cover has a big fish on it, but it has a little cat on top of the fish. While we were recording in the studio, there was a cat in there named Muskie who sort of ran the entire place. So the name of the album has nothing to do with any songs, but it has to do with the cat that was in the studio.
Well, that's fitting,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Cats will find that very appropriate because they do run the world, so it seems.
That's right.
You can hear Ben and Isabel. I've never met Mark's kids, Mark Dignam's kids, so I don't know if I'm pronouncing their names correctly. I think it's Sean. Do you know?
I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure, but yes, Mark's a wonderful musician.
He sure is. And so his kids, they're 10 and 7. Sean, which is C-I-A-N, I think I'm right there, and G-R-A-I-N-N-E, I'm going with, I think, Green or Gren.
Yeah.
I hope I'm correct. They are going to be performing. And then also, I know I'm pronouncing these names correctly because I know all three of them, Mark Homan and his daughter Leah and Nick. They're also pretty straightforward names.
Yeah, they're in a band named Brewers Row.
Yeah, and they're terrific.
They are.
And it's fun to watch the three of them play. And then Luke Gallagher is going to play with his dad, Dan. So you'll have four relationships involving dads tonight. All to benefit the Myasthenia Gravis Association of Western Pennsylvania during Myasthenia Gravis Awareness Month. This is a 21 and over show, even though there are minors on stage. I think they'll let you hear the rest of the show after you play without any trouble. We'll talk some more, but let's hear another song. Okay. What would you like to play?
We're going to do a cover of Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, very nice. Here, again, Ben Valasek and his daughter, Isabel.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that we've heard of once in a long lullaby. My home, my
somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly, they fly over the rainbow. Why, oh why can't I?
Why can't I? Someday I wish upon a star, look up to where the clouds are far behind, behind me, where trouble melts like lemon drops. High above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. I'd say somewhere are blue, and the dreams that we dare to dream really do come true. Yes, they do. Someday I wish upon a star, look up to where the clouds are far behind, behind me. Trouble melts like lemon drops. High above the chimney tops, that's where I'll say somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly, they fly over the rainbow. Oh, why can I? You see, I got this problem deep in my soul. It starts with music, it ends with rock and roll. Oh, 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 oh. I like to sing out strong and sing out loud, 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 loud. All I ever wanted was to make my three children proud of me on Father's Day. Oh, why can I? Oh, why can I? Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, I can't. Oh, why, oh, I can't
That's Ben Valasik with his daughter Isabel. You two sang really well together.
Thank you.
The way family members often do. And it's kind of fun. You have similar smiles. And I'm looking at you as you do you hear that a lot? You do have a similar smile to your dad. It's been great to have you here. We have time for one more.
Sure.
And it would also be great. Maybe we can work to have the Growlers down
sometime that'd be wonderful.
Soon. Thank you for being here, and a few folks have commented on a photo I put up of you. If you want to see what these guys look like, stop by our Facebook page at SLB Radio. What would you like to do to close up?
We're going to do a cover of Brandi Carlile.
Yeah, Dreams.
A wonderful musician, Brandi Carlile. We're going to do a cover called Dreams. And once again, I want to thank you for having us here. The show tonight should be wonderful. I want to thank Marie Gallagher for inviting us to play the show tonight. And to everybody else, happy Father's Day out there.
Happy Father's Day to you. I would ask Isabel what's going to happen tomorrow, but I'm sure you and Isaac and your, what's your little brother's name?
Jack.
I'm sure you've got something planned.
Yeah, we actually didn't get to formally celebrate Jack's birthday, so we're doing a dual Father's Day birthday party.
Excellent. Well, here once again are Ben Valasik and his daughter Isabel.
I don't know what it means.
Isabel Valisek, along with Dad Ben. Thank you for being here. And look for them tonight at the Pittsburgh Winery in the Strip District in a benefit show for Myasthenia Gravis, Association of Western Pennsylvania.